Listening Test 5. Listen to a radio program about travel.
Today we're talking about the top heritage sites to visit in the world. Anna, what's your first suggestion?
My first top heritage site is the Alhambra in southern Spain. It was built in the 14th century for the Arab rulers of Spain, and it's a wonderful example of Islamic architecture. It fell into disrepair during later centuries, but it never fell completely into ruins, and it has now been restored.
Can you describe it for our listeners?
Yes. It was built with the idea of making a paradise on earth, and everywhere there are beautiful stone carvings, and the walls are decorated with painted tiles. There are also a lot of beautiful fountains in the buildings and in the gardens.
Lovely. Well, my first choice is something much older. It's the Great Pyramid of Giza. It was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, and it's the only one that is still preserved intact today.
When was it built?
Around 2500 BC, which is amazing in itself. It's about 140 metres high, and even today it's an impressive building. It's even more impressive when you think that it was built without the help of any modern machinery.
I agree with you. It's definitely one to visit. My next top site is much more modern. It's the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It's a suspension bridge, which means that it isn't held up at all in the middle. It's only supported at each end. And it's 2.7 kilometres long.
When was it built?
It was finished in 1937, and at the time it was the longest suspension bridge in the world. There are longer ones now, of course, but it's still a very impressive structure.
And it's bright orange, isn't it?
Yes. The orange paint was used to protect the metal. The intention was to paint it a second time with a different colour, but the people of the city decided they liked the orange colour and decided to keep it.
Fantastic. Well, my final site is the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. It was built in the 6th century and is a beautiful building with its round roof and tall towers. It's also got a very interesting history. It started as a Christian church and later became a mosque. In 1931, it stopped being a religious building, and in 1935, it was opened as a museum. It's a fascinating building to visit.